Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping and lip-puckering music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. This being the last show in June, we've got some songs about June. We've also got some slang songs and some songs from swing time. But to get us started, you know how to whistle, don't you? You just put your lips together and blow. Last month, there was an article in the Los Angeles Times about the lost art of whistling. Well, whistling is alive and well, at least in Lewisburg, North Carolina, which in April held the 28th Annual International Whistlers Convention. And it is truly international, with competitors from as far away as Switzerland. There are also exhibits at the International Whistlers Museum and the International School for Whistlers. In the 1880s, Alice Shaw was America's first professional whistler. In case you missed the International Whistlers Convention, take heart, you can still make Puckorama 2001, a whistling festival coming up in mid-October in Tulsa, Oklahoma. So here is a set of songs about whistling, starting off with Ben Selvin and his orchestra.
Whistle and blow your blues away.
I love yodels everywhere I go. Yodelay-o, yodelay-o. My, my. Early to bed, early to rise, makes you healthy, wealthy, and wise. I found out, I know it's true, what the whistle does more for you. I love to whistle, yeah. Troubles won't come near me, man, especially when you hear me. Something there. Sounds like a whistle. Yeah. Boys, I broke my whistle.
Everybody seems to talk of prohibition and what they'll drink when everything is dry. How you gonna get around this new condition and keep a happy twinkle in your eye? It's very easy now to get a drink, but tell me, did you ever stop to think? How are you gonna wet your whistle when the whole darn world goes dry? What are you gonna do in the morning when you need a nip to open up your eyes? What of the wedding and the christening and the wake when your dear friends die? Oh, how are you gonna wet your whistle when the whole darn world goes dry? There again will any man be late for dinner. They'll never miss their train at 5:15. All the fleshy boys will fade and grow much thinner, and everyone will be a candy bean. If they pack the soda fountains to the door and turn the bars all into dry goods stores. Now, all those in favor of prohibition, say aye. I'm glad to see you're all so ambitious. Now, all those not in favor of prohibition, say aye.
Oh!
Mm-hmm, I thought so, because how are you gonna wet your whistle when the whole darn world goes dry? What are you gonna do in the morning when you need a nip to open up your eyes? Now, we took this country from the Indians, but they can have it back again in July. Oh, how are you gonna wet your whistle when the whole darn world goes dry?
the moon. Walk through Lover's Lane. Gee, but it's narrow when there's not a soul to hear my tune. Every lonesome bird must whistle when there's no one by his side. I would never need to whistle if my lips were occupied whistling for a kiss. That well-known arrow, will it find my heart? If so, how soon?
Fooled you. You kept waiting for me to play an Elmo Tanner record, didn't you? Well, I have some of those too, but we started off with Ben Selvin and his orchestra, with Eddie Walters playing ukulele and taking the vocal on Whistle and Blow Your Blues Away. Sounds like pretty good advice. Others in the band were Manny Klein on trumpet, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet, bass clarinet, and alto sax, Herman Wolfson on tenor sax, and Joe Venuti on violin. Whistle and Blow Your Blues Away was recorded by Columbia in New York on May 12, 1932. Fats Waller loved to whistle, as he reminded us in I Love to Whistle, Fats and His Rhythm from March 11, 1938. I Love to Whistle was written by Harold Adamson and Jimmy McHugh, who also brought us Coming In on a Wing and a Prayer, I Couldn't Sleep a Wink Last Night, It's a Most Unusual Day, You're a Sweetheart, and many others. Jimmy McHugh also wrote Everything is Hotsy Totsy Now, which you'll hear in the last segment of this evening's show. Then from 1919, Harry Frankel singing Sam, and How You Gonna Wet Your Whistle, recorded by Jeanette in Richmond, Indiana. Harry Frankel was a native of Richmond and was one of the highest paid radio performers of his time. After his retirement, he returned to Richmond, where he died June 12, 1948, at age 60. And we finished up with Leo Reisman and his orchestra, with George Wheeler doing the vocal on Whistling for a Kiss from October of 1932. I wonder if George Wheeler knew how to whistle, since he hums the echo of Whistling for a Kiss instead of whistling it. In any case, you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records with yours truly, Glenn Robison. I'll be back with Fred Astaire right after this. The Old Town Music Hall is in El Segundo, California, and was built as a theater in 1922. For the past 32 years, Bill Kaufman and Bill Field have shown vintage films, both sound and silent, as well as presenting live concerts. Old Town Music Hall is also home to a fine 4-manual 26-rank Mighty Wurlitzer theater organ, which is played before every screening and which accompanies the silent films. If you're ever in the area, do yourself a favor and make a point to check it out. I was there recently for a screening of the 1936 Fred Astaire Ginger Rogers picture Swing Time, with music by Jerome Kern and lyrics by Dorothy Fields. Here's a set of songs from Swing Time.
When I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. Oh, but you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight. With each word your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. and that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it, 'cause I love you just the way you look
teacher, teach me something. Nice teacher, teach me something. I'm as awkward as a camel. That's not the worst. My 2 feet haven't met yet, but I'll be teacher's pet yet, 'cause I'm going to learn to dance or burst. I'll get that thing yet. Nothing's impossible, I have found. For when my chin is on the ground, I pick myself up, dust myself off, and start all over again. Can't lose my confidence if I slip. I'm grateful for a pleasant trip. I pick myself up, dust myself off, and start all over again. I'll work like a soul inspired till the battle of the day is won. Though I am sick and tired, I will stick till the job is done. When I remember the famous men who had to fall to rise again, I take a deep breath, pick myself up, dust myself off, and start all over again. Without a penny, the wolf was a scream. He left me my feet and
so. I put them down on anything but the label. A perfectly swell romance. Never gonna dance, never gonna dance. Only gonna love, never gonna dance. Have I a heart that acts like a heart, or is it a crazy drum beating the weird tattoos of the St. Louis Blues? Have I two eyes to see your two eyes, or see myself on my toes dancing on radios for Major Edward Bowes? Though I'm left without a penny, the wolf was discreet. He left me my feet, and so I put them down on anything but the label. La perfectly swell romance. Never gonna dance, only gonna love, never gonna dance. I'll put my shoes on beautiful trees. I'll give my rhythm back to the breeze. My dinner clothes may dine where they please. For all I really want is you. And to Groucho Marx I give my cravat. To Harpo goes my shiny silk hat. And to heaven I give a vow to adore you. I'm starting now to be much more positive that left without a penny, the wolf was not smart. He left me my heart, and so I cannot go for anything but the label. La perfectly swell romance. Never gonna dance, never gonna dance. Only gonna love you. Never gonna dance.
Should be like a couple of hot tomatoes, but you're as cold as yesterday's mashed potatoes. A fine romance you won't nestle, a fine romance you won't wrestle. You're just as hard to land as the Ile de France. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance. My strong, aged in the wood. Woman, you're calmer than the seals in the Arctic Ocean. At least they flap their fins to express emotion. A fine romance with no clinches. A fine romance with no pinches. You never give the orchids I send a glance. No, you like cactus plants. This is a fine romance. Oh boy, what a romance.
Four from the 1936 RKO radio picture Swing Time, starring Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. We began with the Oscar-winning Best Song of 1936, The Way You Look Tonight, which was followed by Pick Yourself Up, Never Gonna Dance, and A Fine Romance. Lyrics by Dorothy Fields, music by Jerome Kern. Jerome Kern was born on New Year's Day in 1885 in New York. Over his 40-year career on Broadway and in motion pictures, which began in 1905 with How'd You Like to Spoon with Me, he composed nearly 700 songs for 117 shows and films. Lyricist Dorothy Fields was born the year of Kern's first hit and was the daughter of vaudeville star Lou Fields. She collaborated with some of the greatest Broadway composers, including Jimmy McHugh, Harold Arlen, Arthur Schwartz, and Cy Coleman, as well as Jerome Kern. She wrote I Can't Give You Anything But Love, Baby, for the revue Del Mar's Revels. When it was later used in Blackbirds of 1928, it became a huge hit for ukulele Ike, Cliff Edwards. Other Dorothy Fields songs which have become popular standards include On the Sunny Side of the Street, I'm in the Mood for Love, Don't Blame Me, Big Spender, and If My Friends Could See Me Now. Dorothy Fields died of a stroke on March 28, 1974, at age 68. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Your requests and comments are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GlennRobison, or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. We'll be back with more Rapidly Rotating Records right after this. In the meantime, try to remember where you were on June 3rd. This is the last Rapidly Rotating Records show for the month of June, so what better time to play a set of songs about June? Now, I know where I was on June 3rd. June 3rd of this year being a Sunday, I was in the studio at KISL-FM in Avalon doing a Rapidly Rotating Records show. Here's Fats Waller to ask, where were you on June 3rd? The preferred answer would be listening to that KISL show.
Sister Flushbottom, we want you to take the stand and tell the court where you were on the night of June the 3rd. Yes, 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 yes.
Where were you on the night of June the 3rd? What'd you do on the night of June the 3rd? Did you meet a stranger? Did you take a walk? Was your heart in danger?
So you won't talk, huh?
Who'd you love while the world was counting
sheep, huh?
Promised that you'd be a one-man girl for keep, yes. Just remember, I heard every word. 'Cause we were together on the night of June the 3rd. What'd you do on the night of June the 3rd?
Speak up, woman, speak up. Did you meet a stranger? Did you take a walk?
What? You ain't even talking? Was your heart in danger?
So you won't talk, huh? Who'd you love while the world was counting sheep, huh? Come on, give it to me. Promise that you'd be a one-man girl for keep? Well, all right, then talk that way. Just remember, I heard every word. 'Cause we were scared on the night of June 3rd. Yes, yes, yes. Well, all right, then. Now latch on.
Magical charms. The night is cold, the trees are bare, but I can feel the scent of roses in the air. It's June in January, because I'm in love, but only because I'm in love with you.
Some rapidly rotating records about June. We started off with Fats Waller with a portion of a medley from a 1935 radio transcription and Where Were You on June 3rd. That was followed by Waring's Pennsylvanians and June Night from the original Victor 78, which was actually recorded in June, June 6th to be exact. June Night was written by Cliff Friend and Abel Baer. Then it was the British band of Teddy Joyce and June in January. Jack Plant provided the vocal on that one, written by the team of Leo Robin and Ralph Ranger and recorded in 1934. Teddy Joyce and his band were in the British films Radio Parade of 1935 and the 1936 film Hearts of Humanity. Lyricist Leo Robin was born April 6, 1895 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He studied law at the University of Pittsburgh, but worked as a publicity agent, newspaper reporter, and social worker. In 1927, he wrote the song Hallelujah for the Broadway musical Hit the Deck. That led to a contract with Paramount Pictures, where he worked on more than 75 films. Leo Robin died in Woodland Hills, California on December 29, 1984 of heart failure. Composer Ralph Ranger was born October 7, 1901 in New York. He learned piano at an early age and won a scholarship to the Damrosch Institute of Music. After a year, and at the urging of his father, he went to law school, where after graduating he worked as a law clerk by day, but played piano in dance orchestras at night. He switched his career to music in 1926. Leo Robin and Ralph Ranger worked for Paramount from 1932 until 1938, moving to 20th Century Fox the following year. As a team, they had more than 50 hits. And we wrapped up that set with Ray Noble and the New Mayfair Dance Orchestra, with Al Boley providing the vocal, and June Time is Love Time. You're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison. The speech on this program is generally relatively formal, but we're going to throw around some slang when we return right after this. Recently, I came across some quotations on the character and value of slang, slang of course being informal, non-standard vocabulary or expressions. American poet Carl Sandburg said slang is a language that rolls up its sleeves, spits on its hands, and goes to work. American author Raymond Chandler wrote, "I've found that there are only two kinds that are any good, slang that has established itself in the language, and slang that you make up yourself. Everything else is apt to be passé before it gets into print." And British author G.K. Chesterton said, "All slang is metaphor, and all metaphor is poetry." I guess it follows that therefore all slang is poetry. In any case, here's Joe Sanders to begin a set of songs with some mild slang.
I'm her hottie. Everything is hottie-totty now. that you're my big moment. I never knew what a steady ball meant till you came my way. Now listen while I say. Ain't you kind of glad and ain't you kind of gay when you hear me say I love you? Tell me, baby, ain't you? And don't you kind of miss a little bit of bliss when a hug or kiss I give you? Tell me, baby, don't you? Pretty soon there'll be a honeymoon, and to the preacher we will go. And in a year, maybe, honey dear, we'll have a poo-poo baby. Poo-poo baby. Oh, ain't you kind of glad and ain't you kind of gay when you hear me say I love you? Tell me, baby, ain't you? Poo-poo baby. And didn't you used to say that on some future day that you'd buy lingerie for your little baby? Oh, tell me, baby, didn't you? Ooh, and can't you take me, please, down to Tiffany and buy some rings and things for your little baby? Oh, tell me, honey, can't you? Now, if you don't, then I'll get mad and I won't be nice and sweet to you. You know what I'll do? I'll get the blues. Then I'll refuse to poo-poo baby, poo-poo baby. But when everything is set, ain't you gonna get a parlor, kitchenette, and twin bed? No, tell me, baby, ain't you?
I talked with a patient, room 234. I said, you don't look crazy, can't see why you're here. He sort of looked at me and smiled and whispered in my ear, I'm nuts about screwy music. I'm screwy about nutty rhythm. I'm dilly over all silly melodies, crazy as a loon can be. I'm daffy about goofy tempo. I'm goofy about daffy changes. I'm dippy over all dizzy harmony written in a minor key. I love to hear sounds that are queer. I'm eccentric, they say. There's a boot in a flute or a mellow moaning cello. I'm nuts about screwy music. I'm screwy about nutty rhythm. I'm dilly over all silly melodies, crazy as a loon can be.
new expression along Old Harlem Way that tells you when a party is 10 times more than gay. To say that things are jumping leaves not a single doubt that everything is in full swing when you hear someone shout. It is, the joint is jumping. It's really jumping. Come in, cats, and check your hats. I mean, this joint is jumping. The piano's thumping. The dancers are bumping. This here spot is more than hot. In fact, the joint is jumping. Check your weapons at the door. Be sure to pay your quarter. Burn your leather on the floor. Grab anybody's daughter. The roof is rocking. The neighbor's knocking. We all bums when the wagon comes. I mean, the joint is jumping. Let it see. Yeah. Send this joint, boy. Yeah. Don't you hit that chick, that's my broad. Where'd you get that stuff at? Well, I'll knock you to your knees. What? Put this cat out of here. What? Get rid of that pistol. Get rid of that pistol. Yeah. Get rid of it. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Oh, man, it's really ready. No, baby, not now. I can't come over there right now. Moses on his toes, I mean the joint is jumping. Uh-huh, no time for talking. This place is walking, yes. Hit the jug and cut the rug. I said the joint is jumping. Listen, get your pig feet, beer, and gin. There's plenty in the kitchen. Who is that that just came in? Just look at the way he's switching. Oh, baby. Don't mind the hour. I'm in power. I got bail if we go to jail. I said the joint is jumping. Don't give your right name. No, no, no.
Some slang songs to wrap up this edition of Rapidly Rotating Records. We began with Coon Sanders' original Nighthawk Orchestra and a Jimmy McHugh tune, Everything is Hotsy-Totsy Now. That was Joe Sanders singing the Irving Mills lyric. Everything is Hotsy-Totsy Now was also recorded by the California Ramblers, and if someone were to write in or email with a request, hint, hint, I'd play it. Then we heard Helen Kane and Aintcha from the film Pointed Shoes and recorded October 29th, 1929. Then it was I'm Nuts About Screwy Music, written by Fred Rose, Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra in 1935 with Willie Smith on the vocal. And we finished up with Fats Waller in his rhythm and The Joint is Jumpin'. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week for more toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. In the meantime, your comments and requests are welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@glennrobison.com, GLENNROBISON, or you can send them by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. There you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play the Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next time, I do thank you for your very kind attention.